Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm host Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our longtime callers and listeners back to our show tonight. And we're looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
I'd like to talk a little bit about the mystical world tonight. What is your thought on the movie Oz? What did you get from Oz?
Well, even from the original movie Oz, it really takes your mind, on quite a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is I felt that, there was a lot of energy, in the movie. It, left your imagination just, expand. And it was a great movie. A lot of action, a lot of special effects. What's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I believe that the fantasy world can be also another reality that that I think that we're all going to be witnessing and as years come, and that the veil will be more thinner, and that these manifestations that people have been making out of these movies are going to start manifesting. Just like, how they're talking more about wand magic, and wands have been around for many, many years, and I think we're just learning how to direct energy, and we're learning how to use the wands. So that's really interesting.
That's amazing, and we know that, the magical, people are wanting to learn more about magic. Seems like, ever since Hollywood, made the movie about Harry Potter, it opened up a lot of curiosity. People want to connect to that, that part of the mind. That have different abilities of doing things and expanding, this subconscious mind.
Right.
And what's your feelings on that?
Well, I feel like it also has an effect on our inner child, and we learn more about fairies, unicorns, mermaids. And I feel it has an effect on certain areas of our lives. Is that what
you
feel?
So do you feel like a lot of these magical creatures, people are starting to see them more and more?
Yes, I do. I feel like it has a connection with that magical world, and that we're just discovering more and more about these beings that are coming.
That's amazing. And in the movie Oz, what do you feel the messages that were coming from that movie?
Well, I feel like it's talking about parallel dimensions that we don't really know about. And it's, I think it's opening up our subconscious to other possibilities of things that could come in the future.
What was interesting in the movie, the actor that played as Oz, he was more of a con man. And what did you get from that?
Well, I'm getting, for him being a con man, that had a lot to do with being a magician, because a magician is more of a trickster. And there possibly could have been, you know, he could have been in a past life, he could have been a pirate too.
You know, it was interesting because he seemed like he knew how to get to a lot of these women. You know, he would give them gifts. Seemed like he gave them all the same gifts, but yet he knew how to, you know, gain their trust. You know, they really got to like him a lot. And and that was interesting that, you know, even as he played the character as Oz, in which he wasn't, you know, they believed it.
Yeah, they did, and I feel like it it really opened up a lot of awareness to, you know, a form of hypnosis, too. But anyway, it looks like we've got a lot of callers. Did you want to start with the callers? Or?
Well, first of all, explain what you're going to be doing tonight.
Well, tonight we're going to be using the pendulum, and we're going to be using the pendulum that has over 50 charts, and a lot of it has to do with health, relationships, money, pretty much anything that you want to know. You could even talk about car problems, want to know about your pH level, if it's too high or too low. It goes into a lot of different things. We'll even talk about career. We can go into that. And if you have a pen and paper, I'd like you to write down some of these questions that I'll be asking you, and so that we can kind of break it down, and we can also go into percentages tonight. So why don't we get going on the show, and we'll start with the number from the 956 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
This is Tony. Hi, how are you doing? It's been a while since I've contacted you.
Okay, and again, we want to thank you for joining us tonight. And how can we help you tonight, Connie?
Well, I know you were mentioning about the movie Oz. I haven't had the opportunity to see it. Apparently, you know, it sounds like a good movie. And it does raise a lot of questions as far as magic and things like that. So I can't wait to see that. And as far as my questions, I just want to see what you have for me as far as my love life coming up in the next month or so.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, but I do have an interest on an old friend of mine, an old boyfriend of mine.
Okay. Adrian, and what are you getting for her?
All right, so what we're going to do is look up your relationship compatibility chart. And then we'll, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to get a pen and paper if you have them handy.
Okay.
I'm going to be asking you some questions. And the first question is, the main issue in this relationship involves blame. So I want you to write that down. The main issue in this relationship involves blame. Okay, do you have that down?
Yeah, the name and what, I'm sorry?
Okay, the main issue in this relationship involves in blank.
The name and issue involving blank.
Right.
Okay, I wrote it down.
Okay, so I'm going to be asking you, Now, it's going to be telling you different things, and I want you to write it down as we go.
Okay.
The first thing that I'm scanning with my pendulum is it landed on physical health.
Physical
health. So I'd like you to write that down.
Mm-hmm.
To what degree is this percent? Now I'm going to be reading the percentages, how it's going to affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's at 30%.
Okay,
and Roy, is there anything that you want to add to that?
No, from the percentages that you're receiving, it's showing that her health is low. And,
okay.
You know, this is something that you need to start focusing is, you know, in better health. And how have you been doing with your health?
With my health?
Yeah.
Okay.
How's your health been?
I would think good. I haven't been having any health issues so far, so good.
Okay.
I mean, I had a physical done about last month and everything came out well.
Good. The main thing is, you know, are you getting plenty of fresh air? Are you exercising? Are you, you know, getting out, you know, doing the things for your body that you need to be doing?
Yes, I do exercise. I walk maybe like 45 minutes a day. And I, as of a month ago, I started eating healthy. So I think that's it. I mean,
so that's
so
hard now. What I'm getting is that you've been focusing on that and you're starting to build your health, you know, where
mm-hmm.
it needs to be.
Yes, I am, definitely.
Okay.
And then the other thing it landed on is emotional health.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm single, so I wouldn't.
So this is right now your other half in your relationship is going through a lot of physical and emotional health issues.
Hmm.
And that's the reason why you're not together right now, it says.
He's going through a lot of physical and health issues. I think he's a pretty healthy gentleman.
He's going through a lot of physical and emotional health problems.
Hmm.
And this could be from a, you know, a past relationship that he had.
Hmm.
Have you made contact with this person? Are you communicating at all?
Not at this time. Like I said, I'm really focusing on myself right now as far as my health.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
health that's really bad.
Yeah.
He's at 20% right now.
A lot of that could be a lot of stress also.
A lot of it's stress and a lot of it is emotional stuff from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bringing up father image, so it has a lot to do with his father.
Interesting.
So lot of it comes from his father.
Is his father still alive?
You know what? I've never heard him mention his father. Not once have I heard him mention his father. No, I know his mom, but not, I mean, I don't know her, but I know he mentions her and is close with her, but not the father.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably why you don't talk about him.
Yeah. He must not be too close to his father.
You know what, I don't think he is. I've known him for a while, and I've never heard him mention him once.
What I'm getting is he wants to be closer to him, but there's a lot of physical and emotional stuff that's going on with his father.
Mm-hmm.
It says here it has a lot to
do with. Do you see his contact? Do you see us having contacting us or seeing running into each other soon or anything like that?
Not until he gets his health back in order. Right now it's at 20%.
Okay.
So it's really weak.
Yeah. It's going to be a while then. I mean, do you see anything else as far as me?
Do I see what?
As far as my person, I mean, can you tell me anything else about me? Like, as far as my person, any changes?
I couldn't hear you.
Like, as far as my person, do you see any change for me?
I'll change.
Or anything good happening for me?
Let me look at your. Let me see your. Let me look at your personal motivation charts. The present issue resolved in which personal. It says the present issue resolved in this matter is. So I'm going to ask that question. And it's bringing up pain and illness. So what I'm getting is there's some, that you have to go through some pain and illness before things start getting better for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's bringing up purpose and direction. So you have to find your purpose and your direction before things start manifesting for you.
Oh, wow.
So you need to write down what your purpose is and where you're going and what direction.
Uh-huh.
And then if you do, it'll go up to 50%.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm too old to be doing this.
Anything you want to ask that, right?
I mean, I'm just a little bit confused. Like, so I'm a little bit too old to be thinking about what my purpose is. I think I've lived life, and I've gone through pain, and I believe I'm getting myself together now, you know.
Let's see what else. Excuse me. And then the other one is personal power. And that brings up personal power, too.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that, anything that's personal to you will help you to feel more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
kind of like with what you were saying, you know, how about you feel like you're too old? Well, that's not always true, you know. Age don't have anything to do with change, you know. It's your personal power. That's where you find, that's where you're going to find your change, you know. It's by looking at things that are personal to you, and then that's what will empower you. So you need to really focus on empowering yourself.
Myself, okay.
You know, not so much about your age, you know. Age don't have anything to do with it. It's how you, it's how you look, how you want to change your life, you know.
Mhm. I just guess I feel old already. And I think I've heard, I mean, you know, as far as my purpose and things like that, I think I've done so far so good.
Well, you just have to let that go. You have to let go of your age. Don't let your age hold you back, you know.
Mhm. Well, I mean,
because age
well,
is just a number, you know.
It's just a number. Well, hopefully I'll find my significant other then.
Knowledge is what's more important, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you've identified what the issue is, now you can move forward. You accept it and you let it go. You know what I mean?
I agree. Yes.
So, just accept it and let it go.
Okay.
Okay, and whatever, now that you've begun it, now things will get better for you. Let's look at the percentage.
Okay. Yeah, okay, it's kind of low, but hopefully I'll pick it up.
Right now it's at 70% because we were just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how fast it can change because now you acknowledge it. Now you see it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And once you accept it, it is, it goes up to 70%.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, I acknowledge it because I see it. I'm going through it, so, you know.
Right. So just accept it and let it go.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Adrian, for your reading.
You're very welcome. Please feel free to call in again.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to the other number from 682 area. You're on the air.
Hello, how y'all doing? My name is Todd. I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas.
Good. How are you tonight, Todd? How can I help you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I just want a reading to make sure my move is going to go okay and see how things may hold for me in the future as getting involved with more of my spirituality. Myself.
Okay, so in what area did you want to, is there anything in general that you wanted to know about yourself?
I'm going to have the courage to keep going on and learn the proper techniques I need to learn.
So you want to know what am I, how about we look at this chart? What am I telling myself?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I mean yes.
Okay. So the question is first I'm going to read something to you. It says, the unresolved consciousness and consciousness story that I am telling myself is. So then we're going to... That's the protocol, so now I'm going to go ahead and check and see what you've been telling yourself or what story you've been telling yourself. And if it doesn't resonate with you, just let me know.
All right.
Because we can easily go over it again. And what you've been telling yourself right now is that I am not being protected. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, yes, a little.
Okay. And why do you feel that you're not being protected?
I just feel like maybe some of the stuff that people maybe trying to turn me towards or whatever, you know, that may not be my type of magic that they have for themselves.
Okay.
But I do believe I have guardians or angels or ancestors around me protecting me. I don't feel that unprotected, but I know doing certain things you have to have a certain protection to do, you know what I'm saying, to evolve.
Right. And now it's asking, to what degree are the underlying issues that is unresolved? And I'm going to check your percentage with this unresolved issue. And right now it's at 40%. So that is pretty high. And right now you're not walking a fine line, you're in between almost the middle, which means you're trying to find your balance to your conscious and unconscious mind. But right now you're about 40%. So that's good. You're almost to 50. That's where you want to be. Okay, so you're almost getting that resolved. Okay, to what degree does these beliefs seem to be true? And we're going to go ahead and check that. And right now it's at 20%. So what you're telling yourself is not really, really what you're telling yourself, okay?
Okay.
Which means it's not really true what you're telling yourself. You're just kind of throwing it out there and you're believing it, but it's not really what you're really telling yourself.
Okay.
So we need to figure out, what are you really telling yourself?
Okay, as far as I'm telling myself that things will get better sometimes and maybe I'm not believing.
Well, right now it says, I am not emotionally available. So what I'm getting from that is, that's what you're really telling yourself, is that you're not emotionally available for yourself.
Wow.
You're not really expressing how you really truly feel. You just feel like you get in this protective mode, thinking that you don't feel safe. But what you're really telling yourself is that you're not an emotional person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't wear my emotions on my sleeve.
Right. And that's why you feel like you're not available.
I mean, I have to open up a little more to work on that.
Right. It says, other negative statements that I am making, that I am making about myself are. So we're going to go ahead and check that. Okay. I don't feel like I belong. So what I'm getting is, do you feel like you don't belong here? Like, do you ever feel like you belong somewhere else?
Yeah, I do. I do feel like I belong somewhere that I even could be from somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I feel that.
So what I'm getting is that you're not from this planet. Like, you don't resonate with this planet. So sometimes you feel like you don't fit in with everybody else.
Yes, that's correct.
And the reason why you feel that way is because you really don't. That means that you're from another galaxy, or you're from another universe, or from another planet. Some people actually come from those dimensions, and that's the reason why you're here. But there's a